The next area I travel to is perched high above Cusco, a rugged outcrop of limestone. From a distance, you could be deceived into believing that there's nothing to find here. But as you move closer to this bedrock extrusion, you begin to see signs of intelligent design. A few hundred meters away, we see this striking example of precision work from the ancient past. Time has weathered the rocks, but the unmistakable signature of these master builders is still present. The ancient remains of what looks like pillar foundations. Was there once more to this? A structure that has since been destroyed by the ravages of time and civilizational looting. The Inca, for example, repurposed many of these sites using the megalithic blocks for their own construction. But these carved bedrock sites are far older than the Bronze Age Inca. As we draw closer to our destination, we will begin to see even stranger examples of large-scale, highly precise bedrock cutting and the manipulation of stone in ways that we still cannot fully explain. As we move closer to the main outcrop of limestone in this area, we begin to see more signs of ancient work. Niches and steps cut into the stone, slowly eroding back into the bedrock, but still visible once you get close enough. And as we make our way around the site, we come across a remarkable piece of evidence for a level of stonework that once again calls into question the toolkit that was used to excavate it. Huge steps cut into the bedrock. Weathered and eroded, they still boast a level of mastery that must be attributed to those who worked with stone in such a way. On one side of these giant steps, we see extreme levels of erosion, very similar in style to what we see in Egypt on the famous melted stairs, which some have attributed to the accidental spilling of an acidic solution, due to the fluid-like pattern of erosion on display. The same pattern can be seen here, where the stone appears to have been melted, and yet we don't see the same level of erosion on every step. For example, we can see here that the precision of the cuts is still on display. But in this particular area, we see significant erosion patterns. Could this be evidence towards the use of acidic solutions in ancient Peruvian stonework? And just as we see in Egypt, could this area in particular be evidence of an accidental spilling of a corrosive solution which ran down these cuts and caused the damage we see today? Absent definitive answers, the best we can do is find good questions to ask, because the truth of it is we simply don't know.
This is crazy.
Well, some of them look almost melted.
Yeah, that's what, the erosion in the middle? You know, it doesn't really make sense to carve steps on eroded stone.
Like, right?
Like the erosion came after.
Afterwards, yeah.
So if that's the case, like, how long does it take to erode like this?
It is weird. That's what I thought when I was coming up. I noticed the erosion.
Yeah, erosion is a pretty slow process, so I would be surprised if that was done in only 600 years since the Inca.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. I mean, some of this... Is this limestone?
Yeah.
Yeah, some of this looks on par with some of the really ancient temples on the Giza Plateau, the Old Kingdom stuff, where you've got these huge blocks.
Yeah.
And the erosion is incredible. And it's actually very similar to some of the erosion here. Very strong.
Following on from the giant stairs, making our way around the perimeter of this rocky outcrop, I arrive at the site that I came here to see. Two subterranean temples, carved directly into the bedrock, no longer accessible to the general public, we were able to gain permission to access them and provide you with the only high-quality videos that exist online of what these mysterious temples look like inside. I'm talking about the Temple of the Moon and the Temple of the Snake.
Wow. Wow, this whole place has been carved. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, look at the... What's that? Oh, it's like crystal, but it's not. It's slime. I don't think that's crystal. Is that crystal?
Is that pyrite crystals?
Yeah.
Not sure.
This is like very reminiscent of Malta.
Uh-huh.
All the subterranean carved out chambers. Oh my gosh. This is incredible. This is absolutely incredible. And this is deep inside the rock.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps going? Oh, no. It's been blocked off. Yeah, okay, no. Too narrow.
So they call this a sacrificial table here.
Wow. I mean, do you think it really was? I don't know if it was just a sacrificial table.
Yes.
Wow. Whoa.
Feeling this like air coming out.
Yep. Yeah. Oh my god, yeah.
Can you get a light down there?
Okay, so this keeps going down. This keeps going down, doesn't it? Wow. Okay, this is nuts. This is nuts.
You see the snake here?
Yeah, and it's all smooth. Look at this. This is like the barber caves as well. It's all been smoothed down.
Wow.
And the snake, yeah? Wow, this is absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Mainstream archaeologists attribute these bedrock works to the Bronze Age Inca, with basic chisels of copper and bronze and hammer stones. But what we observe within these chambers are smoothed surfaces, precision carved chambers, and alcoves that suggest a far more sophisticated toolkit. They're also incredibly aged. The ravages of time are etched into these mysterious bedrock carvings, suggesting this site dates back much further than the Bronze Age, many thousands of years earlier. I could not help but notice striking similarities between these bedrock temples and those that I documented across the island of Malta in the Mediterranean, especially in the Hypogeum, a similarly carved subterranean temple that even conventional archaeology dates back over 5,000 years into prehistory. The same is likely true of these temple sites in the bedrock of Cusco. With their true purpose and origin obscured from historical reference, these sites are often attributed to the practice of ritualistic sacrifice and lunar worship. Stone slabs and channels cut into the rock are certainly indicative of a sacrificial chamber, but we don't know for certain, nor can we be truly definitive with the age of these sacred spaces. The Temple of the Snake takes its name from the serpent that you find etched into the entranceway, guiding you through the stone gate. The serpent is a common theme across megalithic ancient Peru. In many of the sites, you will find snake-like patterns, channels and grooves cut smoothly into stone with meticulous precision and attention to detail. Here, the snake is a message to those who enter the old, sacred halls that it guards, to tread with care and respect for those who carved out these places in such distant times, now lost to memory and forgotten by history. the Temple of the Moon, the internal chambers of which are also not accessible to the general public. As we approach the entrance, you begin to notice how the bedrock forms into more deliberate work. We see the telltale signs of ancient stone mastery, perfectly dressed bedrock walls, large niches and trapezoid cuts into the stone, leading us towards a void in the rock, an entrance into another ancient, sacred space. Its true purpose is lost to modern memory. The internal spaces are yet another demonstration of phenomenal stonework, carving the bedrock with masterful care and precision to create a chamber that resonates with a deep and esoteric purpose. It is extremely likely that these temple sites that are no longer accessible to the public are in fact far older than the Bronze Age. They are weathered and aged to a degree that suggests an origin within deep antiquity. It amazes me that such places can be hidden within the stone of the earth, like many other areas I've explored, whether it be the subterranean chambers of the Hypogeum in Malta or the winding passageways of the Serapeum in Egypt. We see a pattern of subterranean infrastructure, we see a pattern of precision stonework that goes beyond the means of the simple toolkit we assign to the Neolithic and Bronze Age periods. And in all of these places, we see significant degradation, erosion, and destruction that would call any critically thinking mind to re-examine the chronology and realize that the evidence is far more suggestive of a lost period of human history, a time before our own, civilizations before our own, and the eventual destruction of these people, the skeletal remains of their most impressive works in stone, acting as the last surviving reminder of their presence on this earth. In this new episode of Ancient Technologies, I'm going to be showing you the only high-quality videos that exist of going inside two incredibly ancient temples that are hidden within the bedrock outcrops high up in the mountains of Cusco in Peru. I also take you through several of the most anomalous sites in ancient Cusco, precision cutting techniques into solid bedrock that contradict the Bronze Age toolkit that we assign to their creation. evidence of novel methods of softening and manipulating stone in ways that we can't explain, the signatures of mechanical drilling into bedrock, all the signs of a bygone era lost to history and now spoken of only in the preserved legends and oral traditions of the indigenous people. Long before the Bronze Age Inca settled these lands and repurposed the megalithic structures for their own civilizations, these buildings and sacred spaces were here. This is ancient Peru like you have never seen it before. Stunning 4K quality cinematography of the unexplainable architecture and high technology evidence that we see across the Peruvian landscape.